Well, good evening, everyone. I'm wanting to share a bit of the Tararuas of New Zealand. It's a hill mountain range and a few trips that I've done there. So I want to share that with you tonight. So before we begin, please just check that you're sitting comfortably. You know the drill, hands on your laps, feet flat on the floor if you can. Just whatever makes you feel comfortable. One tip, look at your shoulders. Are they up round your ears? Bring them down and take a nice, gentle, but deep breath. Let it slowly out. It's amazing how calming and how therapeutic those breaths can. Take another couple of breaths. Give yourself a bit of a wriggle in your chair if necessary and continue breathing slowly and gently. Now, shut your eyes. This evening, I'm inviting you to come on a journey with me. It's a journey where we will be using our imagination. We start on this journey walking along a track with a stream on one side, and on the other side we see beautiful green-leaved trees and vibrant bush. We become aware that although the track we are on isn't flat nor sealed, by using our imaginations, we find we have no problem walking on it. We realize that we are, in fact, gliding over the ground, over the bumps, the odd stones, the odd fallen branches, with no effort and no problem at all. We also become aware that, as this is a tramping trip, we've brought along all manner of things with us. Chairs, blankets, thermoses, warm clothes, water bottles, hats, you name it. But again, we're using our imagination. And we find that although we are carrying all this baggage and luggage, there's no strain, no effort involved. Our gear simply comes along with us for the ride. As we walk along this track, take a look at the stream. Notice the beauty of the wet stones in the river. Hear the gurgle of the flowing water and send your loving blessings to the stream as it makes its way to the sea. Using your imagination, can you hear the birds singing? Can you see the sunlight forming tiny rainbows where the water flows down and around the stones and rocks? We come to a clearing and decide to stop here for a while to listen, look, and admire what we see. And now we're going to put aside what we know as normal and safe and allow our imaginations to come to the fore. Can you hover over the stream? Can you hear the music in the water? Can you see the water sprites? Perhaps you can sit on a leaf holding on like a butterfly and watch. Are there other animals and creatures looking shyly out at you? Can you send them your love and invite them to come to you? I shall call you back in a little while. keeping your eyes closed, we will now get ready to go on the next part of our journey. At this stage of our journey, we climb up through the trees, past the bush line, and onto the tussock-covered high ridges. Again, we are using our imagination, so there is no effort involved with walking, climbing, or carrying your gear. As we climb effortlessly, can you feel the strength and guardianship of the trees as you pass them? Can you sense the elementals regarding you with curiosity? Can you feel the earth's energy as you move over the carpet of fallen leaves from eons past? We glide onwards and upwards, past the bush line, and find ourselves on a high ridge. The surrounding vegetation is short and stumpy, adapted to the snows and the heat of the sun. The plants are strong and they grow with a permanent lean, showing the direction of the predominant winds that blow up here. We acknowledge their perfect adaptation to the conditions with a smile. The view is incredible. You feel very small up here, seemingly on top of the world. We decide to take another break here, but as we put down our backpacks and assorted items that we've been carrying, we see that there is a big pool of water nearby. You are told that this is a tarn, which is a mountain pool that forms in a hollow scooped out by a glacier of ancient times. It's a sunny day, and the temptation to enjoy the water is great, so we go over to see it. Then, using our imaginations, we find we can walk on it, swim through it, soak in it, paddle along it. We don't need to worry about getting our clothes and shoes wet. We have found the tarn and we intend to enjoy it. Take some time here in the sun, frolic, enjoy, and look at the view. And I shall call you back in a while. Again, keeping your eyes closed. It is now time to come out from the tan and prepare to leave. Sit yourself down, perhaps on one of the chairs we've been carrying or on a blanket. And as you take in the view, have a drink of water and a small bite to eat. We notice that we feel both dry and warm. We are now going to go back, but not the way we came. This time, using our imagination, we are taking a ride on the wind. So we spread our arms. We feel safe and secure. In our minds, we give a little hop, skip, and jump, and find ourselves being lifted up gently and firmly on the breeze. The breeze carries us down from the tops, along through the valleys, over the rivers, and then back to where we began. We find ourselves in our rooms, sitting safely in our chairs, and we feel our feet on our floors. And now we open our eyes and realize we're back safely from where we started. Thank you.